Jimmy Kimmel, Bill and Melinda Gates announced they've decided to part ways after 27 years of marriage. They got the 27-year itch, I guess. Kimmel said they've already agreed to a custody arrangement. Bill gets to spend time with their money on Tuesday nights and every other weekend. Melinda gets the rest. Seth Meyers said apparently it was an accumulation of lots of little things, like how Bill would never empty the recycling, and he showed a graphic of the Windows icon of the trash can. You get it? Fallon, I think they both deserve their privacy, but if ABC wants to make Bill the next Bachelor, I'm all in. Fallon, remember what they say, when God closes a door, he opens a Windows 95. Kimmel, you know these two? They have a combined estimated worth of at least $134 billion. When you're that rich, why do you even need to get divorced? Can't they just live in separate wings? Kimmel, poor Bill Gates. He's been sleeping in his jet. It's very sad. Kimmel, you know who I'd like to see Bill Gates date? Kim Kardashian. That sells so much lip liner, the likes would be through the roof. Kimmel, who would you date if you were Bill Gates? There's only one person you know for sure isn't in it for the money, and that's Jeff Bezos. Imagine if those two got married. You hate to see anybody split up, especially after 27 years, but the good news is that since Melinda is fully vaccinated, Bill will still be able to track her. That's great. Kimmel, wouldn't it be funny if these anti-vaxxers suddenly decide to get the vaccine because it turns out all this time they were just scared of needles? I'm waiting for the vaccine to come in a can of Monster Energy drink. All right, and I saved this last joke. You've heard me talk on the show about how when I think about Jimmy Fallon, he doesn't seem as cool as the Colberts and the Trevors and the Kimmels, and yet I think he has the best set of writers. I love this next joke. It is, you know, Melinda Gates is thinking, finally, I can use a MacBook. Trevor Noah's a little annoyed at America stockpiling AstraZeneca vaccines. He says, which, by the way, America's been sitting on for months, even though it doesn't need it. America's basically been treating these vaccines like it's the old can of pumpkin puree in the back of the cabinet. You never know when you're going to use it, but you still held onto it way longer than you should. Don't forget, it makes America safer when Corona's under control in the rest of the world. He's addressing India here. He would like to send India some vaccines. Trust me, if a bad mutation emerges, it's going to come to America. Corona spreads through respiratory droplets. And have you ever met someone who took a trip to India and didn't shut up about it? This can't come soon enough, man. I mean, it's so important for the young population to get re-engaged in society, and it's so important for my self-confidence to have 5 hours in the day when I'm not getting my ass handed to me by some 9-year-old on Warzone. And more importantly, the vaccine will allow teenagers to go back to doing normal teenage stuff again, you know, like going to school, seeing their friends, and getting Venmo'd by Matt Gaetz. So good. Trevor went after Ted Cruz. You may remember that last week Ted Cruz went after Trevor Noah. Well, the crew at The Daily Show put together a montage of everyone who's ever known Ted Cruz calling Ted Cruz a jerk. There was his unfortunate Princeton roommate, Chernobyl creator Craig Mazin, former Senate colleague Al Franken saying that Cruz is a toxic coworker, Lindsey Graham, John Boehner, Peter King, literally threatening suicide by poison should Ted Cruz ever become the GOP presidential nominee. They're all shown smirking in shared contempt. Trevor reminded us of Ted Cruz posting MILF porn on 9/11. Forgot about that. Not going to Google it. I got in enough trouble for Tig Notaro sex. I'm not Googling MILF porn 9/11. You can do that yourself. Ted Cruz had some seditious ramblings, according to Trevor Noah. Some on-camera booger eating. Wow, I got to see this montage. Then there was the whole thing with Ted Cruz blaming his children for the trip to Cancun. And of course, continually sucking up to Donald Trump. We will see if Ted Cruz responds to Trevor Noah. I recommend you don't. Pete Davidson was on Seth Meyers. He confessed he doesn't quite understand all the hate for Elon Musk hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. Pete said, I don't know why people are freaking out. Like, I can't believe Elon Musk is hosting. And I'm the guy that makes the Earth kind of better and makes cool things and sends people to Mars. He also said that 100% he would go to space if Elon Musk asks Pete Davidson to go. And 1,000% yes, he would at the very least get stoned with him. We will see. Now, as you know, my son and I are trying to become Dogecoin millionaires. We have reinvested. We are seeing if Elon Musk can send Dogecoin to the moon on Saturday Night Live. Stay tuned. More late night, Rob McElhenney was on with Jimmy Kimmel, and they did shots. Why not? McElhenney said, Disney will love this. He told a story about Snoop Dogg guesting on Mythic Quest. He explained that he was unprepared for Snoop Dogg actually showing up at the 7:30 a.m. call time. Rob was also taken aback by the very on-time Snoop's offer of a joint before the day's shooting. Rob said, when Snoop Dogg asks if you want to get high, you say yes. Tons of news today. John Mulaney is back, baby. He has gotten out of rehab. He's doing a residency at New York City's winery. It's May 10th to the 14th. It's already sold out. You cannot go. It's called John Mulaney from Scratch. There's some rules. Not that you can go. Unless you have tickets, then you can go. Only fully vaccinated people will be permitted. All cell phones must be locked away in yonder pouches. By the way, I get the whole pouch thing. Totally understand. You're John Mulaney. You don't want people putting crappy versions of your act up on the internet. I get it. But as somebody attending a show, I have a cell phone. I don't want to put it in a pouch. It just makes me not want to go to a show. Is the bootlegging that bad? The pouch thing is pretty common for people trying out new material, but I don't know. Like, it just makes me not want to go to a show. It's a pain in the neck. I'd rather stay home. Sam J is coming to Late Night. I hope Sam has some excellent writers. I loved her special last year. I think I had it as the second funniest thing of 2020. I can never remember my own list. Pause with Sam J will premiere May 21st at 9 o'clock on HBO and HBO Max. It's a half-hour series. Her set will be an apartment that's designed to allow for sit-down interviews, sketches, and animation. During the segments, they'll dive into current topics from race to religion to science and sexuality. Sam J is out to, quote, listen, learn, and ask questions to those with different perspectives. The show will not have a monologue. Well, I should have read ahead. Now, I'm not going to have late night jokes. I just want late night jokes. I don't care who hosts late night. I just want late night jokes. It makes for a good podcast. Sam said, I didn't want to do an opening monologue because for me, it feels like a thing to do to prove to America that you can make light of something. And I just didn't want to do that. I didn't want to be doing this thing where every night I had to prove I'm funny. I feel like there's funny moments all throughout the shows. Sometimes they come for me, sometimes they don't. Sometimes the funny is the setup or the nuance, type of comedian I am and the person I am. I find funny in the world in how we think, approach things, and I really thought this was a space to play with that. The vibe is going for when you're at a party, hanging out and drinking with your friends, you're more raw and honest about what you think about things. To draw that out of people, that piece of the show is filmed over, quote, 2 or 3 hours, so conversation flows naturally. No, it does not flow naturally. You're capturing 3 hours of conversation and editing it down to a half-hour show. That's not natural at all, guys. That's the opposite of natural and sounds like a production nightmare. And as somebody who's done production for 25-plus years, that's a production nightmare. Can we just please go live to tape? Please, can we just do this live to tape? That's me working on the Sam J show every day going, can we just do this live to tape? Sam says she wants them to forget the cameras. This is not going to work, Sam J. I loved your special. None of this is going to work. How are you going to forget the cameras? It's not going to work. Sam is not focused on being timely. Sam said, I felt like there was enough late night chasing the news, and I didn't want to be in that rat race with everybody else. The internet moves so fast, Twitter so quick, that by the time you hear any take, you're like, I've seen 3 different versions of that already, so I didn't want that. I'm trying to speak to the humanity more than the topicality. The hope is that we all see a little bit of ourselves in there and to be a little bit chiller with each other as a result. I gotta tell you, love her special. That sounds like a bust. That show sounds like it's gonna bust hard. We will see. Happy to be wrong. From Fox 32, Billy Crystal and Tiffany Haddish star in the new film Here Today, which is Here Today. That's right. It's in theaters today. See what I did there? Billy Crystal is the director of the film, and he says, this has been a year for anniversaries. It's the 25th anniversary of 61, which is a movie about Roger Maris. That's a fun movie. I like that one. It's also the 30th anniversary of City Slickers and the 20th anniversary of Monsters, Inc. All those anniversaries tell me one thing, says Billy Crystal. I'm getting really old. Chris Rock's mom is Rose Rock. She donated books to students in the Lake City and Olanta Head Start program. This in South Carolina on Tuesday. Diane Burgess organized the program. She said that she was elated that Mama Rock, as she's known, paid a visit to the school. Staff members showered her with love, food, and a special painting for Mother's Day. Lake City Police Chief Jody Cooper gave Rock a police escort into the city. Did you vote yet for Comedy's Top Dog Late Night Edition? Jerry McLean did and said, Colbert, I'd lost all respect for Trevor Noah many years ago after interviewing racist T-word. I don't want to say that word. Jerry, we're trying to keep it clean here. Tommy Lahren, like she had anything to say. So this thing is pretty tight here. I'm going to have to do some math, but I will tell you on Monday who won Comedy's Top Dog Late Night Edition. Was it Trevor Noah or Stephen Colbert? You can still vote. Go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. You can also comment on the other things I post every day. I liked this comment a lot from Lane Spurkus. He commented about Night Court and said, I was a big Night Court fan, and even I can't imagine how this reboot will work. It will not, Lane. It's going to last 9 episodes and get canceled. He asked, what's the over-under on how many episodes will be made? 6? And he said he'll take the under. I'm going with 9 just because Mr. Mayer got 9. Joe Rogan's got a new podcast studio, and according to popculture.com, Joe Rogan is getting roasted. Pop Culture says Rogan now speaks to fans in front of a massive neon sign reading The Joe Rogan Experience, which is hung on a wall of mismatched wooden planks. Podcaster Jennifer Albright said, "Why is Joe Rogan's podcasting studio decorated like a barbecue restaurant?" The post took off with responses and quote tweets offering all manner of explanations for the odd look. And let's head into the weekend with this one. From New Zealand, Jeff Upson is a man who understands the political power of dick graffiti. Yes, you didn't expect me to go there. This from the AV Club. Jeff Upson has started drawing dick pics on potholes to get the potholes fixed. His work, such as it is, began in 2018 out of frustration over a big local pothole going unfilled, despite him filling out many official complaints. In order to draw attention to the potentially dangerous holes, Upson began painting big cartoon penises on them. Aside from helping drivers avoid the potholes, the graffiti tends to speed up road repairs when the media reports on the pictures. That's great. The results of his penis pothole platform have inspired others across New Zealand to join in the practice. But he's also been in trouble with the police over his work. He says he's cooperated when asked to provide formal statements, even though he's concerned about facing potential charges or possible jail time. Upson says, "Mostly, I am disappointed that Auckland Transport have told the media they want to prosecute me when they are still making almost no effort to repair unsafe potholes and undulations, great word, on roads I have to drive on a daily basis. I got your back, Jeff Upson." And that is your comedy news for today. For the weekend, normal episode tomorrow on Sunday, I'm going to talk Conan O'Brien. No, it's not something I recorded 4 months ago, you Weisenheimer. It's a new episode because of the Conan news from the week. I feel like talking about Conan. So I'm going to record that probably just a few minutes from now, but you'll hear that Sunday. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what I do. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See ya.